Hello.
Hello, my name is Janaya, returning ACOM from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is she.
How may I assist you?
Actually, I was trying to file a claim, but every time I have tried to file one, they keep kicking me off because they were saying like I had a claim already, but I haven't. I haven't filed for unemployment since 2021.
Okay. May I have your social security number?
It's 418-33-5950.
Could you verify your first and last name for me?
Sorry, get your number.
Your date of birth.
July 10th, 1986.
Your mother's maiden name?
Forrest Trimble.
What is it? I'm sorry.
Forrest Trimble.
And your driver's license number?
890-3424.
Your phone is breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. It's 890-3424.
Okay, and what was your last employer?
Burger King.
Okay. Would your residential address still be 1672 Alabama Avenue Southwest in Birmingham, Alabama?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 20 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine in or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number?
It's 205-515-7175.
And were your driver's license issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your race?
Black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Tenth.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And when you're working, what is your occupation?
It's kind of different. I've never really had a specific type of job. I've done different types of things, but mostly customer service.
Okay. And are you looking for work in that occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in or full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I would say, I would say up to 15 to 20 miles.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Lowest hourly wage, if I would predict from my last job, I was making $14.50. And I was assistant manager. So I would say, somewhere around that range, between 12 and 14.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business? And do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
At the moment, I would take the prepaid card that you offer.
Okay.
Because at the moment, I can't get to my banking my rally number and things, so I would rather take the prepaid card.
Okay. And what was the name of your last employer?
Burger King.
May I have that employer phone number?
Hold on 1 second. I don't even know what it's like. Hold on. Oh, I'm trying to find something. I can't even have to find that number because I don't know it by heart. Because I worked at more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to see if I can find at least one number because I was at three different stores because we didn't have a specific store to work. I was an assistant manager, so I kind of moved around to different stores. And my last store was in Tuscaloosa County. Work number. Oh, yeah, I don't even have that number. I'm on this. One on 6th Avenue would be 933-2653. But that wasn't, that's not my store. Yeah, that would be the number I would have, because that's the only number I really know. The number to the one on the one on 6th Avenue. I don't have the number to the one that the last store I was at.
Okay, you can give me that number.
Okay. It's 205-933-2653.
In the city that you were working in?
That store is in Birmingham. That's one of the stores. That's why I say I worked at three different ones.
Okay.
I mean, but it was all at the same time. Like, it was my job, I had to go to different stores. They have a specific store that I worked in.
Okay. And may I have your employment start date?
I started November of 23. Location October, but my original date, yeah, it was November.
In the last,
I started November 23, and I ended employment February of 24.
And why are you no longer working there?
I was terminated.
And what's the reason?
Because I refused to travel to Tuscaloosa County, and I live in Birmingham.
Ma'am.
I was terminated because I refused to drive to Tuscaloosa County, and I live in Birmingham. I requested for a transfer. They denied it, and they terminated me because I would not go back to Tuscaloosa County.
Okay. Could you give me the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
All I know is his first name, and it's Chantez. I've never known his last name.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve? What is his title?
I think he's a general manager. No, you know what? He's a area director. He is the one that was over, like, that was my supervisor.
Okay. And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Well, I actually had a meeting with all of the head managers and requested to be transferred to another store. And the main area director, she denied my transfer, which it was within the mile radius of my home.
Okay.
They had me traveling almost an hour out of my address, and they were not willing to pay for traveling. They had me going to a whole other county. After I requested for a transfer, they denied me. I worked at the store for probably about close to a month and requested a transfer again, and they denied me again.
Okay. Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No. That was the only time when they transferred me to Tuscaloosa County, because when I first started, I was working on 6th Avenue, which I found out later was a training store.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Could you verify that all the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Yes.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages you reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits Right and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the Claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you would need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday, at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. You have any questions about anything I just read?
No, ma'am. I totally understand.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Confirmation.
Okay.
Okay, the confirmation number is 489.
Okay.
897.
Okay.
905.
All right.
And your PIN number is 5087.
5087. And what will I use these numbers for?
So the confirmation number is just, you know, like saying that you submitted the claim, and that PIN the PIN number, you'll use that on your weekly certification.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am. That'll be all.
Okay. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
You do the same, and thank you.
You're welcome.